Mark DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. We welcome you to another few moments of Bible study together, and I invite you to get your Bible and turn with us to the book of Exodus, chapter 14. We're continuing in and drawing to a close in the spiritual gifts of miracles, this study that we've been doing on spiritual gifts. And the purpose and reason for miracles, I believe, is found here in Exodus chapter 14, verse 30 and 31. Remember, the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. And so here in Exodus 14, we see that God has just performed a miraculous miracle in opening up the Red Sea, allowing the children of Israel to go through on dry ground. And then the host of Pharaoh sought to come after them. And when they got into the midst of the Red Sea, the Lord worked in behalf of Israel in causing the chariot wheels to come off and the chariots to drag slowly. And as the children of Israel climbed up out of the Red Sea, God told Moses to drop his rod across the sea. And as he did, the sea covered all of the army of Pharaoh and destroyed the army of Pharaoh. And so we read in verse 29, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. God wrought that marvelous and amazing miracle that still is hard for many people to believe because they don't want to believe in the God of miracles. God manifests himself to man in so many, many ways, and yet the hardness of man's heart and his blindness to the truth turn him away from believing in Almighty God. And so verse 31 says, and Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Thus we see the purpose of miracles, that people would believe in the Lord, that they would fear and reverence Almighty God, that they would respect and realize who God is. Oh, beloved, it grieves my heart to hear the flippant use of God's name in the day and the age that we're living in. There's so many people that use God's name carelessly. You don't hear them using the names of various religious leaders. You don't hear them using their names in vain, and you do not hear them blaspheming their names. Why do they blaspheme the name of God? It's because they do not want to acknowledge the true and the living God in their life. And there are many that use God's name as a term of exclamation, and it's an act of rebellion against the God of the universe. Well, in chapter 15 of Exodus, we see that Moses and the children of Israel, they sang a song to God. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. the horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Oh, yes, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously, the horse and the rider he hath thrown into the sea. A song of praise to the Lord. And that's just the beginning of this song, as they rejoiced in what God had done in triumphing over the enemy. Gloriously, there was no question but what God did it, this marvelous, amazing, wonder-working God. And thus we read in verse 11 of Exodus 15, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?" Oh yes, beloved, our God is a God of miracles. Our God is the God of wonders. He is wonderful, and he does wonders, beloved. He fulfills his name. Wonderful is his name, and he does wonders, amazing and marvelous miracles. And one of the greatest miracles that God works today is transforming the hearts of lost men and women, boys and girls, through the work of the Holy Spirit of God, convicting them of sin, opening their eyes to truth, helping them to realize that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. O beloved, all the religions that Satan has devised and that Satan uses to deceive and blind the hearts and minds of men, women, boys, and girls, none of them can save. None of them can deliver from the wrath of Almighty God, who is holy and righteous. None of them can cleanse an individual from their sin. None of them can make a person clean and pure and holy within their spirit. Only the Lord Jesus Christ, and faith in him, his shed blood, his death, his burial, and his glorious resurrection can transform the life of an individual. Only through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting him as Savior will the Holy Spirit of God enter into the spirit of that individual to cleanse them from sin, to make them pure and clean, to justify them in the sight of Almighty God, so that they can be declared without sin, to be declared to be righteous and pure and clean and holy, only through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting him as Savior, believing that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he arose from the grave 3 days later, victor over death, hell, Satan, and the grave, for he is Lord of all. And great and mighty is his name. Oh yes, beloved, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness. Oh yes, beloved, the holiness of God. Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh. He was the Godhead revealed in human form. As Colossians says, that Christ is the Godhead manifested bodily. He is the revelation of God the Father and God the Holy Spirit in physical form. That's who Jesus is, beloved. He is God who came down to walk among men, to reveal the eternal God in ways that we human beings could never have understood had Christ not taken on human form and come to this earth, walked upon it for 33.5 years, revealing God to man in ways that man had never dreamed of or never imagined. That's what Jesus did, beloved. He taught us about God the Father. He taught us about the Holy Spirit of God. There's so much we know about the eternal triune God that we would not have known had Jesus not come to earth. But he did, for God so loved mankind, the human race, that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to take on human flesh, to come through that Virgin Mary, that little Jewish maid through which the Holy Spirit implanted the seed of God within her womb, and she brought forth the child, the Lord Jesus Christ, who humbled himself and took upon himself human flesh, and walked upon this earth for 33.5 years, enduring temptation of every type and of every form, so that he understands whatever trial, whatever temptation, whatever test you're going through, beloved, and yet he overcame. He did not sin in any form, in any manner, in any way. He was without sin, as 2 Corinthians tells us, that God made Jesus to be sin for us, Jesus who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God through believing in Jesus Christ and accepting him as our Savior. Oh, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth. He is life eternal. And there is no salvation in any other name under heaven given among men but Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the eternal God, who came to reveal God to man. If you will cry out to him right now, my friend, if you will tell him that you believe he died for your sin, that he was buried, that he arose from the grave, and that you invite him to come into your life to forgive you for your sin, to give you that wonderful gift of salvation, this God of wonders will do a miracle in your life. He will deliver you from the bondage of sin. He will transform your life. He will make a new creation out of you, and you can be born again. If you'll look at our website, you can get our address, bbfibobgriggs.com. Write to us. Till next time, goodbye.